Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Kansas City Chiefs are the NFL's Super Bowl champions for a rare second straight season, marking three Super Bowl victories for the Chiefs in the past half decade alone. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and a vaunted Chiefs defense rallied for a victory in overtime against the San Francisco 49ers. The final score was 25-22. With the victory, Mahomes also captured his third Super Bowl MVP award. Since Patrick Mahomes took the field as the Chiefs' starting quarterback 6 seasons ago, the team has either made it to the Super Bowl, won it, or gotten one game within it every year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking to U.S. news reporters as his country continues its war on Hamas, the Israeli Prime Minister said the elimination of Hamas is what's best for the Palestinian people. But even then, he's not sure he trusts an independent Palestinian state either.
Should the Palestinians have an army? Should they have, can they sign a military pact with Iran? Can they import rockets from North Korea and other deadly weapons?
Speaking on ABC's This Week, drug abuse in teenagers may be due to stress and anxiety, according to a new report.
A CDC report highlights elevated levels of anxiety, depression, and hopelessness among American teens. Nearly 3 out of 4 surveyed teens admitted to using drugs in order to achieve a sense of calmness, relaxation, or mellowness.
USA's John Schaefer. We're hearing the first public comments from Britain's King Charles since his cancer diagnosis.
In a statement released by the British royal family, King Charles says he would like to express his heartfelt thanks for the many messages of support and good wishes he has received in recent days. Doctors discovering the cancer while he was having a prostate procedure last month.
This is USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
President Biden's responding to a DOJ report that cites lapses in memory noticed by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier. Biden spoke in response himself to reporters.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I don't need his recommendation.
Polls show many American voters are worried about Biden's age ahead of the 2024 election. Biden's attorneys, though, are responding, as well as other surrogates, claiming the references made in the DOJ special counsel's report are both inaccurate and inappropriate. Home prices shot up more than 85% of metro markets last quarter as mortgage rates dropped from their highest level in over 2 decades. Sales prices for single-family existing homes increased in 189 of the 221 metro areas measured in the fourth quarter of 2023. The national median price was just over $391,000. The latest price jump comes after mortgage rates fell from their highest level in 23 years. A courageous 16-year-old boy, Ethan Kakmak, hailed for springing into action to rescue a man who had driven his SUV into a freezing lake in Chandler, Arizona last week. Without hesitation, he leapt into the water to aid a man who'd driven into a neighborhood lake. Despite best efforts, Ethan was unable to break the car's window to extricate the man. The driver, not identified, was rescued and taken to the hospital for evaluation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. Great news coming out of Israel. The Israeli military rescued two Israeli-Argentinian hostages in an overnight mission in Gaza more than 4 months after they were kidnapped by Hamas terrorists during the group's deadly invasion of Israel. This was announced by officials yesterday. With us right now is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and also a native New Yorker. He is reporting from Israel right now as we speak. My good friend David Rubin is with us right now. David, shalom. Good to have you with us.
Shalom, Bill. Good to be with you.
All right. Day 128 of the Israeli-Hamas war. Good news coming out that two hostages were saved. It gives hope to the other families. Still well over 100 hostages being held captive by Hamas, right?
There are 134 hostages still in captivity, as far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure how many of them are alive, but we know that there are 134 that have not been accounted for.
David, all this must be starting to have an impact, it would seem, you know, just in terms of hearing Hamas seems to be eager to negotiate a ceasefire and to, you know, release all the hostages. Something tells me that... Go ahead.
Yeah, let me correct that, Bill.
Okay.
They are not eager to return the hostages. They are eager to not only score political points, but to get what they want, which is an end to the war. And what they want is an end to the war. And what they are demanding is an end to the war. Mm-hmm. What they are demanding is the return of all of the terrorists that are being held in Israeli prisons,
mm-hmm.
and that includes some of the worst terrorists in world history,
mm-hmm.
who have murdered scores of people, and are responsible for the deaths of thousands of people. So. You know, all the talk about having a deal, I don't think that it's serious. It's mostly Biden administration pressure to reach any kind of agreement at any cost and then to establish a Palestinian state. That's what the Biden administration is pushing for. But everyone in Israel is thrilled. And friends of Israel everywhere are thrilled that that hostages have been released. Basically, I shouldn't say released, I should say rescued.
Exactly.
Because that's, that's basically what happened.
This wasn't voluntary, that was for sure.
No, this was a rescue operation.
Right.
The Israeli army had intelligence that there were two hostages being held in a particular building in the city of Rafiah, which is right along the border with Egypt. And so the Israeli army went in 1 a.m. in the morning and went in and freed them.
That's
and
great.
Rescued them and got them out of Gaza.
Well, David, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and really helping us understand, because here on the West, obviously, we're getting, this is why we love having you on, because I want to know exactly, and our audience wants to know exactly what's going on. We know that there's a lot of, influence from the United Nations, Joe Biden and Blinken. I think most fair-minded people who love Israel know that a two-state option is not tenable. I think that is all but gone, in my humble opinion. I don't know how there can be coexistence with with a people that want you eradicated. It doesn't make sense, on its face. But again, you bring that back into clarity, which is important. And I want to give you this opportunity to really report to us here. What is it that's happening from the perspective of of Jews and Israel?
Well, look, right now, as far as this particular rescue operation, what it shows is that what has the chance of freeing hostages more than anything else, both in the short term and in the long term, and creating safety for Israel and for the world, is if Israel does not negotiate a deal in which terrorists are released. I would like to point out that there was a hostage deal a couple of months ago, and there was another hostage deal going back a number of years. And in both of those hostage deals, a lot of terrorists were released. Okay? And one of those terrorists just attempted a terror attack a few days ago, and he was arrested by the Israeli police. And one of those free terrorists, I should point out.
Mm-hmm.
One of those free terrorists tried to commit a terror attack just a couple of days ago, and he was arrested by the Israeli police. Before succeeding in carrying out that terror attack. And one of the leaders of the Hamas terrorist organization is Ahya Sinwar, who, he's their main leader in Gaza.
Right.
And he was freed in a previous terror deal.
Exactly.
So it has to be clear that the best defense is a good offense. Israel needs to be going in strong and taking the battle to them. And that's what we're doing for the most part. And that's the only thing that really has a chance of freeing hostages. And why do I say, as far as the safety of Israel and the world in the long term? Because there's a principle here that you don't negotiate with terrorists. If you negotiate with terrorists, they're going to demand the freeing of many of their terrorist partners, who are going to commit terror attacks afterwards. So it creates a situation that is untenable, that is unsafe for Israel and for the world, because once that principle is established that it's okay to negotiate with terrorists, then it's going to endanger everybody, not just Israel.
Well, and America should know better. Empirically, the evidence is sound. I mean, there's a reason that you don't negotiate, as you say, because terrorists do what terrorists do. They do terror. And America's had you know, a pocket full of experiences. I mean, look at the terrorists that we let out of Gitmo, only to find them on the battlefield. So what did you expect, you know, that was going to happen? And so the same thing here. This is why it's hard sometimes, I understand, for people in the West and people that, you know, don't like war. They're not interested in war, but as been said, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And, you know, and you have to deal with the realities. As the Bible said, there's a time for peace and a time for war. And right now, you've got war in Israel, and you have to do those things that promote success when you are at war. We've got more from David Rubin. Stay with us.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace. Place smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. He's David Rubin. David is a native New Yorker, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He's also, David, I want to give you a moment here at the very beginning of this segment to talk about, you know, the Children's Foundation that was started after you and your son were attacked by terrorists. So you know from which you speak. And talk about that and how we can support the cause there. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's true. Since October 7th, since the massacre of October 7th, the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund has been working overtime to try and heal trauma in children who've been, I mean, look, we've been dealing with this for 20 years of terrorism, healing the trauma of children, but now we're doing it with thousands more who've been traumatized from, that massacre on October 7th and the entire war situation. So, the way that people can stand with us and help us in what we do for the children and in healing their trauma through our therapeutic programs is by going to israelchildren.org. That's Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L, children.org.
You know, here in the West, David, because we're so far removed, you know, and we see what's happening on television and the reports that we hear, it is so incomprehensible, I think, to really understand what these kids have been faced with. I mean, how they've been impacted, you know, by war and by this hatred that's been going on, you know, for a long time, and then here in America, we're trying to reconcile our minds and realizing that here our tax money that's been going to the United Nations and it's been, you know, given to UNRWA, and UNRWA is producing educational materials that promote hatred against Jews. I mean, this is, it's just so ridiculous that here we are saying, hey, we love Israel. We promote peace, and yet our tax dollars are being redirected to promote war.
Well, that's true. Look, UNRWA is Hamas. UNRWA is Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
The UNRWA headquarters in Gaza was being used as a base for Hamas. They had underground weapons tunnels.
Yes.
The weapon storage rooms. They employed Hamas. They had people on staff who were Hamas operatives. This much has become very clear.
And they participated. The report is they participated in the October 7th, raid as well. Is that true?
Yes. There were at least 12 members who were directly involved in the actual raid, physically involved in the actual invasion and the raping of women and the assaulting of elderly people and the burning of babies' bodies and beheadings and all kinds of sick things.
Yeah.
Yes. UNRWA, the United Nations, is culpable and they should take responsibility.
Well, and what you mentioned too, David, is they found in this past week, they found that they were, in a sense, a sanctuary. I mean, their buildings were being utilized by Hamas. I mean, this is quite the indictment. And I got to tell you, here in the West, that report barely, you know, I think mainstream media picked up on maybe just a couple of minutes of reporting, if at all, on that particular issue. And, you know, they just don't want that to be, the truth is being squashed flat out. This is why it's so key that you're on with us this morning.
Sure. Those who stand with Hamas and stand with terrorism and stand with the United Nations assault on freedom and fairness in the world, so of course they're going to want to quash it. They're not going to want to talk about it. It's not going to appear in the American media. It's incredible if it's not appearing in the American media, because it's been so obvious to us for years.
Exactly.
But now that our soldiers are in Gaza, are making progress in Gaza, and they are finding documents that were being stored by the Hamas terrorist organizations, and these documents reveal everything crystal clear, that there was collusion between UNRWA, between the United Nations Relief Works Agency, and Hamas, and the Hamas terrorist organization. Incredible.
Yeah,
but it's
exactly.
Not a surprise for Israelis. You should know that.
Yeah. David, update us on what's happening with Hezbollah. We know with Hamas. What's the latest with Hezbollah there in Lebanon?
Well, going from the south to the north of the country, Hezbollah in Lebanon has been firing rockets at Israel for the past few months, and the Israeli army is preparing for war. The reality is that this war with Hezbollah would have happened already if it wasn't for the war going on with Hamas. You know, it's just easier. It's easier to concentrate on one front at a time, on one war at a time. As difficult as war is, as painful as war is, most Israelis really feel that this time the job has to be done, and we have to just get these terrorists out of, away from our borders and get their weapons and prevent them from committing other terrorist attacks, which they've been doing for the past 30 years. So it's time that we put an end to it. And unfortunately, we can't put an end to it through peace agreements. It's been proven not to work, because when somebody wants to really make peace, peace can be made easily. We could have peace for peace, but if they don't really want it, then they just want to destroy us, then peace cannot be attained.
David, America's position with Iran, I mean, Iran seems to be the common denominator in all this, and I understand, Blinken's sensitivity in igniting a regional war. But if you can't go to the head of the snake, how are you going to squash this, because it's not only Hezbollah, it's not only Hamas, but it's their resources, which are coming out of Iran, that need to be, cut off, do they not?
Yeah, the head of the octopus is in Iran, and this has been something that's been clear for some time now. Iran will have to be stopped. I just give you a little bit of history. I know we only have a minute or two, but just
right,
give
a
you
minute
a little
and a half,
bit of history.
Uh-huh.
World War II. President Roosevelt, took a very long time to get involved in the war. He was hesitant. Churchill was calling for victory against the Nazis, but Roosevelt was reluctant, and it took a long time until he actually jumped in and really went after the Nazis and then the Allies. The rest is history, but a decision has to be made. You can't keep kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, without a doubt. He's the author of the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. Wow. What a title. So much packed in your book there. That look at it, if you're interested at all in a Middle East perspective, that is very conscientious, very thorough. This is a book that you must read, because the dangers that abound around the world are clear and present, are they not, David? 10 seconds left. Go ahead.
Oh, they are Confronting Radicals. And the people can go to confrontingradicals.com and see the film as well.
Exactly. David Rubin, thank you. Shalom.
Down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is backing his boss after last week's special counsel report that referred to issues with President Biden's memory. Mayorkas says the special counsel's investigative report on Biden's handling of classified documents was no place for that feedback.
The special counsel made gratuitous, unnecessary, and inaccurate personal remarks.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Tragedy strikes over the weekend. The CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, Herbert Wigwe, along with his wife and son, died in a helicopter crash near Interstate 15 in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Herbert Wigwe, who served as the chief executive of Access Bank, was among six people aboard the aircraft when it crashed shortly after 10 p.m. local time. All six people on board died, including two pilots and the former chair of NGX Group, Nigeria's stock exchange. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Reggie Littlejohn is joining us. Something we've been talking about for a number of months here when we found out that Joe Biden was getting ready to subordinate our sovereignty to the World Health Organization. And this, of course, it continues to move forward. This pandemic treaty to be voted upon in May of this year. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. She spoke at a recent congressional press conference entitled Growing Concerns Over the WHO Pandemic Treaty. And you can find out more about this globalist coup. This is what's happening right under your noses, right before your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. So open up your eyes and see that that your eyes are not lying to you. The globalists are moving in to enslave us, to eradicate every manner of liberty that we are enjoying even as much as is barely left, it seems, these days. And you can find out more information yourself at theantiglobalist.net. Reggie Littlejohn, it's always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks a lot, and thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, this issue that's happening, I mean, you and I have been sounding the alarm on this, that, you know, Biden and the administration would want to subordinate our sovereignty. I mean, This is so anti-constitutional, so anti-freedom on so many levels. It's hard to put it all in words because it is it's just astounding on its face, isn't it?
Well, see, this is the thing. It is unconstitutional on a variety of fronts. But you can't, you know, I know you don't, Bill, but people cannot just say, oh, that will never happen, it's unconstitutional. You know, the Constitution is a document. It is a tool that we can use to defend our freedom. The Constitution cannot defend us, and the Constitution cannot defend itself. We have to defend it. So if we don't defend it, if we just rely on the Constitution, it's not going to work, because there are people high up, like in the Biden administration, who are actually driving this, and we need to stand up to them.
Well, to your point, Reggie, if people pause for a moment and considered how many times the Biden administration, see, it's the Biden administration, it's the Democratic Party that has been doing this. Yes, you can say the Republicans have kind of been laissez-faire and not as vigilant as they should be when there are these egregious acts that violate said Constitution. That is our document. It is our manifesto. It is why America exists and why people all over around the world want to come. But meanwhile, if you look at just in the last 4 years, we won't even revisit the Obama years, because how many, you know, infractions and offenses against the Constitution took place under Obama, and how many even in these 3 years under Joe Biden?
Correct. And so what we were talking about on the congressional press conference last Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a week ago today that this happened, is, and what I focused on as an attorney, I focused on various provisions in the new pandemic treaty, which, as you say, is going to be coming up for a vote this May, 4 months from now, that would abrogate our freedom. So one is there's an element, there's a section in the pandemic treaty that is literally called pandemic prevention and public health surveillance, and it talks about how nations that sign the treaty, which the United States would be one, are obligating themselves to surveil their citizens. So they need to, you know, the pretext for this is surveilling us in terms of who's getting sick, who, you know, who's been vaccinated. Now, that's problematic, okay? But so that's the pretext. But the way they're going to surveil us is through these digital IDs. And if you go onto the World Economic Forum website, the digital ID has only one aspect of it is going to be tracking health, okay? So it's the digital ID, you're going to be required to have one and to be in good standing, meaning that you have been vaccinated, you know, boosted, whatever they are requiring, in order to do the following. You will need to.
How is this different than what they're doing in China right now?
It's based on the China model. It's like the Western version of the China model. So just like in China, you will have to have a digital ID, and you'll have to be in good standing, because if you're not, they can cut you off from all the following, okay? Healthcare. Voting, paying your taxes, travel, buying things,
like food purchases, necessities on a daily basis, right?
Right. So in other words, if you are not doing what they want you to do, they can just turn your digital ID off, and you will not be able to buy food. And that is what happened. That's what happens in China, number one, and that's what happened with the truckers and those who supported them. They got cut off from their credit cards and their bank accounts. So this happened, you know, within the last couple of years in North America. People think it can't happen. It absolutely can happen.
So you're telling me with a flip of a switch, these electric vehicles that the government wants us to buy could be turned off and we'd be stranded up there on the freeway?
Well, yeah. That's a whole other thing. But, yeah, I mean, it's part of the whole, what I call the digital gulag that they are trying to enslave us in. And I'm sorry to sound like, you know, like a conspiracy theorist, but it's in their own documents. You know, people say this is a conspiracy. I say, read the document, okay?
Yes.
So another thing that's in the pandemic treaty is censorship. So the nations who sign on to this, so we need the United States not to do so, but are obligating themselves to censor their citizens. And so what are they going to be censoring? One of the categories is infodemic management. So what's an infodemic? As they define it, an infodemic is in part simply too much information. It doesn't need to be false. It could be true. But if it is something that they don't like, for example, if it's a true statement that would cause vaccine hesitancy, and that would be called an infodemic, and then they would censor that. And they are also obligating nations to combat, which is a military term, doesn't say challenge, it says combat false, misleading misinformation and disinformation, and they will be using infodemic management tools such as social listening. So if you're on social media and posting something that is against what the narrative is, like let's say they're saying that the vaccines are safe and effective, and you post something saying, you know what, I've been really sick since I got the vaccine or whatever, that would be called a false misleading misinformation or disinformation, and they will censor you, and probably your social credit score will go down.
Would be affected, exactly. Well, we've been groomed to that end, have we not? I mean, we experienced this with the COVID years, being managed this way. Our social media outlets were canceled and interrupted, you know, time and again, because we were speaking truth, to power, and look what it did. It endangered that many more people. And I keep thinking, Reggie, if there will ever be that time where all these people that promoted vaccinations, including celebrities, is there going to be any liability somewhere down the road?
Well, you know, the whole structure would have to be overturned, Bill, for that to happen. Because right now, vaccine companies, vaccine manufacturers are immune from liability. And that's that was one of the conditions on which they rolled out these brand new, genetic modifications. Medications, or I don't know what you really call them. They're not really traditional vaccines. And the condition was that they would not be held liable for it.
But you talk about misleading information. They misled the public with their information and withheld research that the public should have been made aware of. This is all coming out, Reggie. I mean, at some point, you find that you're the attorney, you know better than I do, certainly, but you find that hole, that chink in their armor that allows us to penetrate their heretofore protection by our government, right?
That is correct. If somebody can prove fraud, then all the protection goes away. So, I'm sure people are crying, and they will need, a fair judge and a fair jury, but if they're able to prove it, then all that protection
will go away. Yeah. And clearly we're not going to have a fair judge or jury in Washington, D.C. or even New York. Just saying, just a couple of places anyway, right off the top of my head. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, Reggie Littlejohn.
Would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Reggie Littlejohn continues. The president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers spoke last week at the congressional press conference. And there are growing concerns, as you found out from the first segment, of the WHO pandemic treaty and all that it involves. But there's so much more to know about because you say, okay, I see this. Now, what can I do about it? What you can do about it is get engaged with the anti-globalist movement, and the website is antiglobalists.net, and the information is there. That is going to be your go-to resource as we take on this this next battle, right, Reggie?
That's right. Thank you so very much. Yes, I have recently founded, and I'm the president of the Anti-Globalist Alliance. So the website is antiglobalist.net, and you can sign the manifesto, and that will put you on our newsletter. And what happens then is that you will get updates about what's going on. So, yes, please do that. But, Bill, you know, we were talking about the pandemic treaty. Mm-hmm. And there's also amendments to the international health regulations that are really problematic. So the treaty and the international health regulations would damage national sovereignty because it would enable the World Health Organization to tell the United States, you know, what we must do in the case of a pandemic or even a threatened pandemic, meaning, you know, forced mask mandates, forced vaccine mandates, even forced vaccination, lockdowns, quarantine. Mm-hmm. WHO, if they get what they want, will be able to do that to us as a nation. But then beyond that, in the international health regulations amendments, what they want is the ability to tell doctors, meaning your doctor and my doctor, what they can and cannot prescribe and what they must prescribe.
Reggie, let me interject this for just a minute, Reggie. I mean, our audience is thinking out loud and they're saying, hey, wait a minute. The WHO, what did they get right in the last pandemic that we should be so willing to surrender our sovereignty and say, Hey, you guys did a great job in leading us out of the pandemic the last time. We should look to you for any future pandemics. How do you square up, you know, that situation? Because I can't make sense out of it.
Well, Bill, it makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever to somebody who's a thinking person. I mean, they totally and completely botched the last pandemic, and so as their reward, they want much greater power and a lot more money to handle the next pandemic. And the only way that you can, you know, make any sense of this is that they are the arm of the UN and the globalists that they're trying to use to take us over. That's the only way that it makes sense. It makes no, otherwise it makes no sense.
I mean, the arrogance and gall that they must that they have. I mean, they're so ideologically fixed that they think they can go back to the 160-some countries around the world and say, hey, we're your go-to resource. And, I mean, anybody else, I mean, if you were applying for a job, you've got to come in with your resume and the results of your previous experience that demonstrates that you are effective in the job that you, you're proposing to take over, right? But, like you said, common sense is out the window, and that doesn't make sense. The only thing that does make sense is that it's all about power and control brought to you by the globalists.
Exactly. And also, there's a lot of money involved here, okay? They want to greatly expand their budget, and so I believe that they are likely just sort of buying off votes. I mean, all the different countries are going to get a piece of that pie, and that's why they would approve it, not because it makes sense. It's because, you know, because of graft, in my
opinion. Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, there's a huge amount of corruption going on here.
It's interesting how things like this are so consistent, right? I mean, this rhymes with things that the Democrats do as a party. And I mean, I hate to put it out to them. I mean, you know, because it's the greed of man that does this. But it seems like the Democrats are like the poster children of buying votes and doing this sort of thing.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to really comment on that because I think that both parties are at fault. I mean, the Republicans are not really standing up for us. It's like a uniparty.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. You're
so
right.
It's not just the Democrats. It's the Democrats and the Republicans. But anyway, we can have an impact. And I just want to mention that, I think you did mention that I co-founded the Sovereignty Coalition when I was just thinking about the national sovereignty of the United States and our personal medical freedom. And in the Sovereignty Coalition, we were able, and I believe that we had a huge role in causing the House of Representatives or informing the House of Representatives that they should defund the WHO. And the night before the vote, we had people take action. So this is what I'm urging the listeners to do, take action, by going on to the Sovereignty Coalition, signing our action campaign. And that night, 5,500 emails went into the inboxes of every member of the Appropriations Committee of the United States House of Representatives, and they voted to defund the WHO. And that happened because people took action, and they saw that their constituents and others care about this. Now, that vote, we're hoping and praying that it will stand. It hasn't gone through the Senate yet. It hasn't been signed off by Biden. But it was a miracle that it happened at all. And, people take further action to make sure that it does get approved by the Senate and by the Biden administration.
You know, Reggie, this is encouraging news because sometimes people think, well, what can I do? They seem to have such a control. It doesn't matter. But you're demonstrating and you've got more victories to talk about that you've been able to accomplish just in the last couple of years.
Right. I mean, you know, when we started, Bill, with the Sovereignty Coalition, you know, there were a couple of bills in Congress languishing in committee. No, nothing was really happening about defunding the WHO or withdrawing from the WHO. And then people took action and contacted their congressmen and their senators through a campaign we had on the Sovereignty Coalition website. And within 6 weeks, we had a congressional press conference where 18 members of Congress got up and said that we needed to either defund or withdraw from the WHO. That never would have happened. That was a miracle. And then step to step to the point where the House of Representatives, it was included in some kind of, I think it was the Foreign Office Bill or something, to defund the World Health Organization. That's a complete miracle, and it happened because people stood up and let their representatives know. we need to do this on an international basis, which is why I am starting the Anti-Globalist Alliance. We need to delay the vote at the World Health Organization. That's the first step. I have a three-step program. It's delay, derail, and defeat. Okay, these international health regulations and the pandemic treaty. The first thing is to delay it because they, especially with respect to the international health regulations, they were supposed to submit their final draft of what was going to be voted on on January 27th. They missed that deadline, and it looks like they're going to be negotiating this all the way up to the actual World Health Assembly itself in May, and then spring it on everybody at the meeting saying, you know, now our committee has agreed on this, and everybody else needs to just rubber stamp it.
Exactly.
Something of this magnitude needs to not be rubber stamped, and we need to delay that vote. So that's step one towards, you know, getting ourselves out from under this.
Well, that's a bad sign from the get-go. I mean, again, I think in terms of business terms, if you were going to hire somebody and they missed a deadline, that almost immediately, in my eyes, disqualifies, you know, that opportunity or that situation. But, you know, in all things government, you know, so much is forgiven at the expense of every man and woman, right?
Right. I mean, you can argue that if this thing is so controversial that they can't even come up with a draft to be voted on until the day before the actual World Health Assembly, then the World Health Assembly needs to really look at it and see where the controversy has been and whether they agree with it or not. They need time, and that's built in to, it's called Article 55. It's built into the international health regulations that any regulation that needs to be voted on has to be submitted 4 months in advance. So they're breaking their own rules, and I'm going to try to hold their feet to the fire on this.
Right. Well, this is like the Nancy Pelosi axiom that you got to pass it to find out what's in it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's totally crazy. It's crazy, Bill.
Yeah. I hear you. Wow. This is nuts. Okay, so we know what delay looks like. Derail. How are we going to derail this?
And wanting to do and in the process of setting up is traveling to all kinds of countries in Europe and Africa, anywhere else who invites me, okay, to talk to influencers, people who are in the government, and tell them this needs to be delayed, okay, number one. But number two, here are all the problems with it.
Mm.
Because I feel, Bill, like we are in a race. I feel like
yes.
the globalists are trying to snap this trap shut before people even realize that they're in a trap. And so what I'm trying to do is alert people, this is a trap. So if we have that extra year and in the process of saying this needs to be delayed, and by the way, here are all the problems with it, then ultimately I think it can be derailed and defeated. Now, they were trying to pass this through with no one even knowing what was happening and that we would wake up one day and it was already there. And what we're trying to do is sound the alarm. This is happening. You need to oppose it. And then hopefully we can defeat it.
Is there enough information that is going to, because as you said earlier, which is key, and the model in which they operate is they bought up votes. Is it going to be enough to, you know, to cause these people to let go of this money that's been promised to them by these globalists to where they make a right decision for their people?
Be the political will to push back, and that's what we are building. The Anti-Globalist Alliance, the antiglobalist.net.
Well, Reggie Littlejohn, I cannot thank you enough, you know, for your hard work and your commitment to freedom for all of us around the world. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. And also the Anti-Globalist Alliance founder. Thank you, Reggie.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final...